Well, for more, let's talk to John Purcell. He's chairman of the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland and chief executive of Carlow Kilkenny Local Radio, KCLR. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Rachel.
As you understand it, what's going to be in this package for independent broadcasters like local radio stations?
As Sandra said, I think it's proposed that there's an increase in funding for the Media and Broadcasting Fund. That doesn't translate into money for independent radio stations automatically. It's important to bear in mind that the new media funds, which are as a result of the Future of Media Commission, they were recommended by the Future of Media Commission, are non-platform specific, which means that this money, as it stands at the moment, can be applied for by newspapers and websites as well. So just in relation to our reaction to today, it's good to see that apparently RTE has achieved the certainty of multi-annual funding and can look ahead for 3 years and so on. I think what we need to get out of today is progress and focus on the needs of our sector, which is not a platform neutral sector, which is not unregulated, but like RTE, we share many attributes of we are licensed, we are subject to broadcasting regulation, we cannot take political advertising, we are required to be impartial, balanced, fair, and are governed by a plethora of statutory obligations. So while it is a positive development that we note that there is additional funding for a media scheme, the department and the regulator, Commission Amman, must take regard of the unique pressures that radio stations are under and also the unique requirements. We're required by statute to provide 20% of our output as news and current affairs. The market isn't supporting that. We're under severe pressure. And just as RTE has had an existential crisis over the last 12 months, independent radio, both local, regional and national, is in something of a crisis in relation to continuing to provide our news services. So we believe due regard needs to be given to that. There needs to be a sense of urgency now applied to that issue. And as I say, I think the department and the regulator, while giving new funds to media schemes, need to ensure that specific measures are put in that recognise the unique the unique requirements on us as licensed and regulated entities, in the same way that allowance has been made of the unique requirements of RTE as a state-funded and also commercially funded public service broadcaster.
Just listening to what you're saying there, would you have preferred then if the government had gone further today, or if some of the pool of money being announced, if that had been specifically ring-fenced for stations like your own?
Yeah, that would be our preference. I mean, we've been seeking specific funding for news and current affairs for many years because this crisis in relation to the sustainability of journalism, quality journalism in the face of digital disruption, is not something that emerged with the RTE crisis. It's a crisis that has been brewing for well over 10 years. We've been in talks with successive governments about this collapse that's happening in slow motion and happening in plain sight. And so ideally we would have preferred a situation where if we're required to do by licence and by legislation 20% news and current affairs, that recognition would be given for that. The concept of providing public money for broadcasting that delivers a public good is well established, and it's well established that that can be done by private entities and independent broadcasters or state broadcasters. It's not even particularly alien to, or particularly confined, I should say, to broadcasting. You know, the whole public service obligations, it's in the electricity industry, it's in the rural transport industry, and so on. We've been arguing for it for many years. The benefit of having an independent, quality independent broadcasting sector is it provides a different perspective to RTE, which is welcome. It's diversity.
Presumably also it provides some services that just won't be provided anywhere else. I mean, some of the local coverage you hear on local radio, it is unlikely to make the airwaves on a national station, say.
Absolutely. And that's not to disrespect what RT provides. But, you know, during the recent local and European elections, we did a survey. Our independent stations had in the region of 160 journalists working on that. We produced, I think it was in the region of 650 hours of specialised local content, which was on the local elections just in a 6-day period after the elections happened. We're in an era where democracy is under threat, where the robustness of elections is constantly called into question. We don't have to look too far away to see the impact of where local news coverage and regional news coverage is devastated. You can look at the United States. Mm. And what happens then is discourse and engagement goes online, and then people are put into silos, a radicalized, polarized opinion, and hey presto, you've got people denying elections. I think the vast majority of people in this state don't want to see that. I think they recognize that we need a healthy broadcaster like RTE that operates in a multi-annual budgets and need security, but our sector needs that as well. It's welcome that there's additional funding there, but as I say, the department and regulator now need to take account of the unique pressures we're under, the unique responsibilities we have. We'll be writing to the minister in the wake of this announcement. We'll be seeking clarity, and we'll be looking to move things forward because it is urgent, and we're at something of a tipping point.
John Purcell, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. John Purcell is Chairman of the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland and Chief Executive of KCLR.